All right, this is the May 13th Public Safety and Neighborhood Services Committee. He's sitting in for Mr. Ingram. Is going to be Mr. Olson?
Sure.
All right. Only one item, Whatcom County Jail Interlocal. I know what Tyler from the county gave us an amendment that we can use if we want. I guess the question is, do we want to sign this agreement with the amendment saying if you change anything, we start over? Or do we want to wait and see if the county's going to decide to do something else? Well, thank you.
I would think that the amendment covers if they change anything, so.
Okay. As long as we're protected.
Yeah, as long as we have the protection, it's signed before we vote on it. So if we can get that amendment down to Tyler, he signs it and bring it back for Monday, yes, then we can vote.
Is that something that staff can do?
Sign before Monday?
Yes.
But we're signing the amendment, and
so you're talking about two different things: signing an amendment or signing a contract with an amendment.
The latter is what I thought we were doing. We're going to have an agreement. The amendment will be there. So when we sign it, we're saying this contract is only valid, you know, with this amendment. So if you change anything, it's null and void.
Correct.
So they don't have to sign it. We're signing it with an amendment.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, that would work too. Okay.
That works. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's just do that then. So
I move what she says.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
So you're going to bring it to the whole council.
So we'll take it to the whole council.
With the amendment attached.
Which you're looking at.
Yes, and you'll vote.
We'll be back tomorrow. He'll insert that amendment. We'll get it to Susan. Yes. We'll get it on the agenda. That's perfect.
Yes, and we'll vote
so
out.
So you're moving to bring it to council with the amendment.
With
you're
the
gone
amendment to vote on
and
it
with the recommendation.
And
with the recommendation
for the council to approve it.
Yes.
And who seconded it?
I didn't. He motioned.
Yeah. I did.
Thank you.
All right, any more discussion? All so in favor? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's only the four of us doing that?
No.
Was Paul out of town?
Oh, yeah.
I think both Councilmember Ingram and Mutzer are gone.
Mutzer's gone, I know that.
Oh, yeah. So Councilmember Brent will be here.
Okay. Yes,
so
Brent
will
be here. So be five.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't forget.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, chair votes aye. Excellent. Thank you for doing that. I know that was a little bit of work for Tyler, but it makes us feel much more comfortable, especially we don't know what county council is going to do, but at least we can let them know we're supporting the concept of a jail, you know, and the concept also of sharing our 40%. So anything else for this committee?
No.
Wow, that was a new record. All right.
Okay.
Clean. We are adjourned.
Wait.
I apologize.
Oh, sorry.
I apologize.
I have a list and I want to see if you want to add anything to the list.
Okay.
Picking up litter. Mm-hmm. You know, have as many groups as we need. Weeding at City Hall. Weeding around the rocks at True Value and Holly's. And I've got ferns to go in those places. We're still going to try to if we can get a group of four or five, especially adults, get the blackberries and any weeds behind the railroad ties there at the end of First Street. As far as we can get, you know, keeping in mind, you know, we can't get too close to the railroad tracks, so they'll be warned very carefully beforehand, you know, how far they can go with that. So we've got some plants that we're going to put in there. We're going to buy a couple of plants that will drape over the railroad ties. Try to make it look like, you know, Mr. Willen has done on Second Street. It's just
yes,
beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely
what they've
gorgeous.
Done.
Sweeping sidewalks, especially we're going to take a before and after in front of the Outlaw Tavern.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you.
It is just awful.
Yeah.
And send it to them. I'm serious. I've talked to Jamie too many times. I'm just tired
what?
Of it.
What is going on there?
The Outlaw Tavern, if you walk in that corner of that block, the cigarette butts are just atrocious.
Yeah.
And they never come out and clean
it
up.
I thought you had Mike Riley's kid clean it up.
I've never seen it clean there.
No, it's just
really
disgusting.
Maybe stop.
Why can't we make that a police enforcement issue? Because you're not supposed to smoke within 25 feet of an entrance. So
So if that's the case.
Probably the most abused law in the state of Washington.
Yeah. But that,
okay,
you're right,
but it's also a hammer.
It could also be a code enforcement issue because the property owner is responsible for the right of way abutting their property, so they should be sweeping that.
When does she come aboard?
They should sweep it every day.
Two things up a point, though. When Maddie comes on, that's a great thing.
We have code enforcement now. We could send them a letter.
Yeah, I mean, but right now.
But actually, that'd be a nice first thing.
Why don't we let us do this, and then if we've chosen not to take this to the city, but if you can't keep this clean, then we will because
let's try shame first.
It's a five or six or seven minute.
No, I bet you it's.
Everything.
20 minutes every day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's got it. They're just not using it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah,
and they just go in.
Yeah, so anyway, it's awful.
All right.
Smokers.
And then we're also going to, if we have time, scrub it with brooms.
You brought a friend.
Oh,
God. I've been picking those off all day.
For our listening audience, there's a giant caterpillar on Bertella Hansen.
I have been killing them.
Murderer.
I am a murderer.
Tastes like chicken.
No, I don't. I put them outside. I don't kill things.
No, I throw them across the driveway, and then they have to walk back.
She did that with her grandkids, too, just for the record.
So, any other, I don't know if we have enough people, if we'll have enough people to do. This is what I was going to ask the mayor.
What about the Riverwalk? I mean, will we have enough people to touch the Riverwalk?
That would be added, okay. Riverwalk.
We're going to probably only have maybe four or five Kiwanis folks, and I wasn't sure. Well Becky can tell us where we need to be that morning. We'll be there at 8:30.
Riverwalk,
Sarah emailed the spinal facade.
Yes, it did. So
we sent things out to the schools and to the high school leadership class and Mr. Brown's civics class. And when they get enough warning, they usually send some kids down because they have community service to do.
Okay.
And it's on Ferndale Neighbors, and we now have a Facebook page. We have a new member of our group that's a graphic artist.
Cool.
Very nice. That Facebook page looked nice.
So she's doing a wonderful job.
Okay. Do we know if any of the churches are coming? Christ the King usually does this.
I emailed Christ the King. I emailed the Cornerstone. I emailed
Ferndale Alliance?
Good News Fellowship. Good News Fellowship, Bertella?
I emailed them right after you told me about that, and I got no response back from them. And I emailed to both addresses.
That's too bad.
I know.
I'm sorry.
So I don't know if they're coming.
We had a direct meeting with them, and they actually had a more specific project. They're like, we actually think the cleanup would be a better idea for us.
Yeah, they might still come.
They might.
I might try them again today.
There's a scout group.
Huh?
A Cub Scout group.
There's a Cub Scout group coming from LDS Church.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And our new board member is with 26, and she sent something to them. She said, they didn't answer. And she was really kind of ticked out.
But they might come, because they don't always answer. That's the Kiwanis Boy Scout.
That's not Rob's group. Rob's group probably will show up, because he's always
Rob's group's almost yeah.
He always is aware.
Okay. Yeah.
They even came last year and apologized because they had a prior commitment and they couldn't come to cleanup day. The boys did. Yeah. Rob said they insisted on coming.
Well,
they
were starving now, telling hot dogs.
Yeah. Painting curbs. Do you want to do painting curbs if we have enough people or not?
No.
Too dangerous. Yeah. Okay.
And they're so dirty.
Jerry Lane Kessler got to you, huh? On that one.
Oh, no. Shush, Melvin.
No, Bo got to me. I'm going, don't offer that. We don't have any paint.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Anything else that you think we should be doing?
No, I'll volunteer if you got somebody directing people, because usually people drive me. I'm worried just about there, because I can't let anybody throw stuff into the mitigation area.
No, we know that, yeah.
So I'll stand over there.
No, there we've got people.
You do?
You're going to be there to help, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. And we have enough people that, we'll cover.
We're planning to be there the whole time.
It's Jim Savage, right?
Yes.
And I talked about exactly where to put the yard waste.
Jim Slaughter.
Oh, I said the wrong name, didn't I, again?
Yeah,
I keep doing that.
Savage retired 3 years ago.
The caterpillar.
Jim Slaughter, and I talked about exactly where to put the yard stuff so that he can pick it up.
Okay.
So, okay. I will show them.
So you need, though, are they going to deliver that stuff tomorrow? So I need a memo.
Recycling stuff?
Yeah, so I need a...
No, Friday.
But we'll still need to have the car, people not parked there, the employees not parked there.
The third parking lot will be.
Oh, so you need the whole lot for, on Friday?
Well, we've got, because we've got recycling people, things coming.
Do you like me to send out an email today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Friday.
Okay.
Tell people they don't have to come to work because we need the parking lot.
Yeah.
The mayor said that.
That's what.
So it would be the lot closest to mitigation.
Correct.
Yeah, and then that one lot, yeah.
Southeast lot.
Okay.
And we don't have to do anything with the library, right? Wynwood still has the contract to maintain all that landscaping and all the stuff in the marsh area, though? Do we have to do anything with the tubes that have fallen down?
No, I think we need to stay out of that.
Okay.
That needs to be more.
That's Wendy's.
Okay.
Yeah, people that know what they're doing.
When's Wendy coming back to work?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that.
She's back.
She's back, okay.
So we need gloves and bags from Bo. He probably already knows this, and a wheelbarrow, and a couple rakes, and probably just one.
Do you want us to?
Bunch of bags.
And then the little, yeah, he usually gets us a whole thing of bags. So.
Okay.
All right, so we're good to go.
I hope we have a good turnout. It's supposed to be a nice day.
It's a nice day.
Hot dogs?
Melvin's doing, we've got a backup for him. We've got Greg coming, so make sure that.
Well, it's a Hanson, so it's still a Hanson thing.
Yeah, so that.
Well, hopefully get some of the candidates to come, because it's a great little meet and greet opportunity, and hoping that get some extra hands.
How many?
Well, they can bring.
Stop.
Gonna buy a box of 15, which is a full box. Doing nothing fancy.
Mr. Mutchler won't be back in town.
Hot dogs and rubbish.
That's true.
Because you got that one time, what did that one scout eat?
Oh, I know. And I said, you know, if we start running out, we just get over to the mini market, or go down to Hagan's, and we buy hot dogs and buns.
Do we need anything else from the committee? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.